One thing very particular to the way we talk in Ulster is our habit of understating things a lot. Everything tends to be played down. During all the years of the Troubles here, the often repeated phrase was business as usual. Every time a bomb went off and smashed all the shop windows in the street, next thing you'd see after the all clear would be shop assistants sweeping up the broken glass, vans arriving with plywood to cover the windows, and of course the business as usual signs popping up all over the new plywood. I think the word for Ulster people would have been undaunted. I remember walking through some very quiet, empty streets in the city centre one night, on my way to catch the train home from Belfast. I could hear a lot of sirens in the distance, so I knew something was up. But at that time that was fairly common, and the bomb or whatever might be a good few streets away. Suddenly an angry policeman appeared out of a shop doorway in front of me and said, "You just walked past the so-and-so bomb." "Well, it's a bit late to tell me now," I replied, thinking to myself, why was he hiding in the doorway instead of shouting a warning to me before I walked past it? The next street across was being filled up with foam, which they used to dissipate the blast, and I heard the controlled explosion go off before my train arrived to take me home. That was probably the closest I've been to a bomb, but there were many times when one went off a few hundred yards away. Most people got a bit blasé as long as it wasn't too close. But it's very much in the Ulster nature anyway to make light of anything serious or dramatic. If a child falls and hurts himself slightly, the father would be as likely to say, "Dry your eyes, son, it'll harden you." And quite often the child will stop crying. It's not that we're hard or unfeeling, we just tend to play down our emotional reactions. Of course, all this bottling up of our emotions may come out in other ways. The amount of tranquilizers prescribed and consumed during the Troubles was apparently something quite amazing. When I was still single, I was working on my own one Saturday, using the circular saw to cut a slot in a piece of mahogany as a new surround for a special blade. I accidentally caught the back edge of the slot on the blade and the saw pulled my finger through the blade, leaving a gaping wound with the remains of my fingernail hanging into it. Yeah, nasty, I know. There was no one else around and I couldn't even find a band-aid to put on it, so like Jack and Jill, I wrapped a piece of brown paper around the finger and got in my car to drive 2 miles to where my dad, who's an electrician, was working on wiring a friend's bungalow. When I got out of the car, I first asked him how he was getting on, and he showed me what work he'd been doing. Then he asked me what brought me there, and I told him I'd cut my finger, so he asked me to show him. "You'll have to go to hospital with that," was his response. "Aye, I know," I replied. "Maybe you'd run me in." He drove me the other 2 miles to the hospital, and by the time we got there and I'd given a few details, I was beginning to pass out with a shock. Another time, I called up to visit a young friend whom I'd just learned was dying from Hodgkin's disease, and he had to have oxygen regularly. Apparently, everyone who came to visit him got upset and embarrassed by just how ill he looked. They knew he didn't have long left to live and were at a complete loss as to what to say to him. Now, his dad worked a wee bit at Cowers, so when I was shown up to his room and I spotted the oxygen cylinders beside the bed, he immediately caught my meaning when I asked him, "You doing a wee bit of welding then?" He responded with a laugh, and we got into a very animated, serious, but cheerful enough conversation for nearly half an hour, until his mum came up to see what on earth could be keeping me so long with him. She was surprised to see him happily chatting away with me. He died only a week or so later, but I was glad I'd had that conversation with him, instead of putting on a long face like everybody else, and wondering what on earth to say to someone who was dying.